you're live on 3.185 WRB. Appreciate all our listeners. Appreciate everybody out there that's helping and trying to get this message out. Really, it's a message of proving all things. Searching and see if the things be so or not, what people tell you. We talk a lot about the calendar. Calendar is very important. If it wasn't, why would Satan, the adversary, attack it at every point, at every turn, when a day begins, when a month begins, when a week begins, when a year begins? He attacks every one of them things, because he gets you off in one, he gets you off in all of them. It don't matter to some people look like how much proof and how much evidence you give them to prove all things, they still reject truth because of their tradition. And they'll keep the vain worship. They're more loyal to their preacher, their denomination, their organization, than they are the Word of Yahweh. You can show them where the traditional seventh-day cycle, Sabbath, is impossible. I said impossible. An uninterrupted cycle from creation, beginning at the Garden of Eden there, or somewhere around Jerusalem, anywhere over there. It's impossible for people to keep today. And you say, why is that? Why is it impossible? Because when Adam and Eve's descendants began to multiply on the earth and migrate east and west after hundreds of years, say 2,000 years later, when they meet on the opposite side of the earth, if they were counting with the traditional cycle 1 through 7, they'll be on two different cycles. They'll have two different days, 24-hour cycles. The ones that are traveling east from the Garden of Eden or Jerusalem will actually see the sun before those that stay in Jerusalem or those that travel west. The ones that travels west from Jerusalem will see the sun after Jerusalem, of course, and they'll begin their day. But the ones that travel east, when they get on the opposite side of the earth, they'll get 2 hours ahead of Jerusalem. They'll keep their Sabbath 2 hours before Jerusalem. Same cycle now, uninterrupted. Then when they get on the opposite side of the earth and they keep it 12 hours before those keep it in Jerusalem. Same cycle. They're keeping the same cycle that they left Jerusalem with. You gotta get this straight in your head. You want to say there's no problem there? Well, no, there's no problem so far. Those that are traveling away from the sun are losing time, and they'll keep the Sabbath 2 hours, 4 hours after Jerusalem. Then eventually get on the opposite side of the earth, they'll be keeping the weekly cycle uninterrupted, the traditional cycle, 12 hours after Jerusalem keeps it. Okay, the ones that went east are keeping it 12 hours before Jerusalem. The ones that went west are keeping it 12 hours after Jerusalem. And they're both keeping an uninterrupted cycle. Now, I'm showing you conclusive, irrefutable evidence that traditional weekly Sabbath cannot possibly be correct. You say, well, how is it? Okay. When these two people meet in the same house and are sitting in the same living room on the same sofa, one will be 12 hours ahead of Jerusalem, one will be 12 hours behind Jerusalem. That means one sitting that went east will keep the Sabbath, and other than Jerusalem will keep it 12 hours later. And then 12 hours after that, the one sitting on the couch beside him to keep it, which will be 24 hours apart in their Sabbath keeping. That's confusion. You got two cycles. The scripture only teaches one. Now, the reason I say it's impossible for somebody to keep that traditional so-called uninterrupted cycle is because of this. There's one exception. If someone knew for positive which way their descendants migrated from the Garden of Eden and came to where you're at now, whether it's in the United States or anywhere on the globe, won't matter. You have to know this, because if the ancestors meet 1,000 years later on the opposite earth that came in from the east, let's say you would keep the Sabbath before those that come in from the west a day before. Let's say those come from the east kept Saturday cycle. Then it would go around to the people that migrated west, and they would keep it 24 hours, same cycle, uninterrupted. On Sunday, they would keep it 24 hours later on Sunday. This is why man had to create a man-made, get this, a man-made imaginary dateline where they would change dates when they crossed this line. It's called the International Dateline. Look it up for yourself. You don't prove all things. You don't have to take my word for it. It's an imaginary line that man created because they discovered this. Magellan sailed around the globe and got back to where he was started from. He was in a whole different day or date, different than those people that he left behind. And it's happened in other times in history. In the story of Jules Verne, you know, Around the World in 80 Days, happened there. See, when they discovered this, they said, well, here's what we'll do. We'll make a dateline, and anybody that's traveling east, because they're gaining time, when they cross the dateline, they can subtract a 24-hour day, and when they meet somebody on the outside of the earth, they'll be on the same date. Or if you're traveling west and cross the date line, you're losing time because, see, you're going away from the sun. You're outrunning the sun a little at a time, a little at a time. And at a certain point, they say, we're going to add here at the date line. You add a 24-hour day. Well, see, they're automatically changing their cycle right then. They're not keeping an uninterrupted cycle. If they're going west and they get to the date line and they're on preparation day, and after preparation day's over, they cross the international date line, say it was Friday, and they cross the date line, and they done spent 24 hours on Friday, they got to spend another 24 hours and keep preparation again. Let me see if I'm saying it right. They're losing time. No, they would have to add a day, so they would keep Friday again. That's what they would do. They'd be adding a day because when you reach the people on the other side of the date line, it's Friday to them. Because remember, they gained a day. And I know all this sounds confusing, but you can meditate on it and get it straight in your head. It'll take you just a few minutes. You won't be able to do it, most likely, with me talking, trying to explain it to you. But you can do it in 5 or 10 minutes of meditating and SEO to show you if this is right or not. The bottom line is, you've got 2 seventh-day cycles or Sabbaths. Anyhow, we live here. If anybody wants to call in, comment, and ask a question on the issue or anything, don't matter. The number here is error code 770. Phone number is 483-8542. 770-483-8542. We not only believe his true name, his ways, dead days, we believe his true Sabbaths is by the phases of the moon. Now remember, all this goes away if you use the creation calendar and keep the creation Sabbaths, which are by the great lights of Genesis 1:14. He said, let them, talking about the sun and moon, let them be for days and years. That's the sun's job, days and years. Signs and seasons. That word signs is a beacon. Seasons is appointments. And the weekly Sabbath is an appointment. Psalms 104:19 says he appointed the moon for seasons. That word season again is appointments. Then Leviticus 23:2-3 says, these are my feasts. That word feast is the same word as seasons in both of them, Genesis 1:14 and Psalms 104:19, and it means appointments. They just translated it feast there. He said, these are my feast. And the first one is the weekly Sabbath. So the weekly Sabbath is a feast, and the moon is for feast. Hebrew word is moed. Says, these are my moeds. And then Psalms 104:19 said he appointed the moon for moeds. And the first moed there in Leviticus 23 is the weekly moed, which comes after 6 working days. New moons are not counted as a working day. So how do you know that, Brother Arnold? Well, all you've got to do is read Ezekiel 46:1-3. He said, thus saith Yahweh. He said, the gates of Yahweh's house to be shut 6 working days, and open on the Sabbath and the day of the new moon. Well, the Sabbaths and new moons can't be one of the 6 working days because the gates are open. And the gates will be shut the 6 working days and open on the Sabbath and the day of the new moon. In other words, you got your new moon worship day, then your 6 working days, then you rest the 7th day after 6 working days. Guess what? It'll be the 8th day of the moon. Now, I'm talking about the moon in the sky. It's where we get our word month, month, month. Indians used to say many moons. It was talking about many months. Let's go ahead and take his call. Go ahead, you on?
Hey, Brother Arnold, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. You?
Hey, can you hear me pretty good?
Hey, you're real good.
Listen, this just happened 2 hours ago. I got my days mixed up. You know, on the Sabbath, I'm trying to figure stuff out, just like everybody, right?
Right.
And it's a true story. What just happened about 2 hours ago. We hadn't had the moon out in about 4 nights here in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't been able to see the moon, and so I hadn't kept up, and I got my days mixed up. And I looked up, I looked up 2 hours ago, and I saw a half a moon. It was dead on half, and I knew right then. I said, dang, I missed. I said, we got the wrong day, y'all. And that's what it was. That's all it took. And Roz, my wife said, look, she said, God might have done that so you can see how important that moon is, because you can see it dead on half, dead on full. And anyway, I just want to tell you that, man. You have a good night, Brother Arnold.
Hey, you too. We appreciate you, brother.
All right.
You know, that's one exciting day. Now, we take the first day after conjunction. You have your conjunctions. If it happens, let's say at 3 o'clock, then that evening, the day will begin. And then that'll be the first day of that new moon. Now, I hadn't looked at the moon tonight, but we just now coming out of our Sabbath is on Tuesday this month. It's the same day as it was last month. It's just the Roman calendar makes it look like it floats. And the moon will go to its limit one way or the other. Streams, it could be a little over, a little under. Let's take this call. Go ahead, you're on, Roger.
Hey, good evening, Brother Arnold.
Yes, sir.
The fellow just called about the Sabbath day. If we had Sabbath Tuesday, did a lot of reading on understanding. I mean, was going to call you and tell you that seeing more and more evidence where we need to pray for understanding. And then my wife says, well, if you don't have the love of the truth, he'll cause you to believe a lie. So you got to start off, seems like, with the love of the truth and then pray for understanding. I just have two real quick scriptures to read to back that up. Is it Psalms 119, 125, and 26 says, I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you to act, O Yahweh. For they have regarded your truth, your law, as void. And in Proverbs 10:13 says, wisdom is found on the lips of him who has understanding, but a rod is for the back of him who is devoid of understanding. And remember that word sottish that you mentioned so often?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lack of understanding. It's pure stupid, but I guess that's what stupidity is a lack of understanding. But, boy, wisdom comes through understanding. We need to pray for that. Then when you come across something like learning the true Sabbath and the things that jump right out there and tell you what his real name is and the need for it, it's a kind of a chain reaction of events that happen. I just wanted to bring that point out. I really put my concordance to work today.
Yes, good.
On that understanding. But I'll hang up and give somebody else a call.
Hey, I appreciate you calling, Brother Roger.
All right.
Shalom. You know, David in Psalms 8, he said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Now, he said that after he said, when I consider the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, that's that when he considers the moon hanging up there in the sky, the stars, he said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? The moon has to do with this day. The sun's a star. It's called a day star in the scriptures. And they're there for a purpose, not just to give light on the earth, like he said there in Genesis 1:14. He said, but for appointments. He's so mindful of us. And like the brother that looked up and saw the moon there, it's been clouded. So what I do, and I believe they done it back then, is you can calculate, you can know when it's going to be there, and it's from one conjunction to another, or one lunation to another. The moon is accurate, and she utters it. The Bible talks about from one end of the earth to the other, she utters her speech, the same language. In other words, she speaks the same language, and no matter who you are, what language you speak, the moon can communicate with you. It can talk to you if you listen. And she utters her voice from one end of the earth to the other. Just got to listen to her. Watch her. And you'll know that. Now, I want to warn people that it ain't always a perfect half or a perfect full moon waxing away, but it won't go over a full notch. It'll go to its extreme or to its limit. And then it self-adjusts and it goes back the other way. It's just like every third year you have a 13th moon. A lot of people don't know you have, a lot of people don't even believe it, even though nature teaches it. You can take 3 years of calendars, and we know there's 12 months in each year, 12 new moons. Well, every third year, approximately every third year, you're going to have a 13th new moon arise before that third year begins. And all you got to do to prove it is either watch it for 3 years or take 3 years of calendars and go back and count them. Instead of having 3 times 12 is 36, you'll have 37 new moons. check it out for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. I've had people say, well, the Bible don't speak about a 13th. It does in Ezekiel. I don't have time to go into it, but in Ezekiel it proves the 13th new moon about how he was in a certain such pinpointed date and year, and he had to lay on his side for so many days and prophesying on the other side, and then in the next year on the such and such date, he was sitting in his house with the elders. And when you figure it up, I'm just telling you what, how to do it. I ain't explained what happens, explaining how to do it. You've probably figured it out for yourself. But when you figure it up, it had to have been a 13th new moon that day in order, or that year, in order for that to have happened. Let me give an address and a website you can write or call for free literature. We don't take no money for preaching and teaching Yahweh's word, and freely we have received, freely we give. And you check these things out. Prove all things. And don't take my word or nobody else's word for it. Know it for yourself. It's going to be hard to die for what another man knows. Persecution comes. You might recant. Because when the pain or torture or whatever comes your way gets on you, unless you know it for yourself, it'd be easy to deny. But the website is lunarsabbath.info, like information, I-N-F-O, lunarsabbath.info. The phone number you can call, same one I give out on the radio as soon as this broadcast is over. Error code is 770. Phone number is 483-8542 for free literature. 483-8542. As I was saying, some people, it don't matter how much evidence you give them, they gonna deny it because their preacher said otherwise. The Bible said, let Yahweh be true and every man a liar. They do it back opposite. They let their preacher be true and let Yahweh be a liar. Ain't that backwards? When the Bible says, let Yahweh be true and every man a liar, if the Bible says it, you may not understand it at first, but you need to hold fast to that. And if you don't understand it, just put it on the shelf, so to speak, till more light comes, and you can harmonize it with them other scriptures. You don't post to pit one scripture against another. A lot of people take one cloudy scripture and throw 100 plain scriptures away and try to make themselves a revelation. I don't know whether they get tired of preaching the same thing over and over again and trying to get a new revelation, or whether they're just stupid or ignorant of the fact, or don't know. I don't know what it is. Desires of vain glory? I don't know what the case is, but I know it happens. I see it. But anyhow, we don't need to be like that. The number, once again, for free literature, give us a call. It's 770-483-8542. 770-483-8542. We'll send you free literature. Ask for the tape, 7001 Reasons Why His Name Can't Be Jesus, and the book, Proof That the True Weekly Sabbaths Are Determined by the Phases of the Moon. So next week, we'll be on here again Friday this week. At 10:30 instead of 9:30. At 10:30. And Tuesday night, of course, we're on 9:30. Till then, may Yahweh bless you. Shalom.
That's radio station WWRB Worldwide, radio broadcasting Manchester, Tennessee, USA. Just wait for George Hyde to call in with tomorrow's News Today broadcast. I would imagine George ought to be calling in any moment now, right here on radio station WWRB, Worldwide Radio Broadcasting. There he is.